Lectures, for better or for worse, are our primary mode, audio, video, text, long honored as paramount of all, the form in which we demonstrate truth to the world, committed to it as a medium, all else ancillary. What word stands up in the outside world? An ambivalent question, whether that outside world is seen as the world of peers, of the educational elite, the recognized and respected opinion makers, those who assert authority to say yours is a real contribution according to the tenets of our mission. Is that question itself a quest, a form in which we as an entity, an identity, rest ourselves out into the midst? Perhaps our mission is to challenge the primacy of text, asserting that text plus dissemination multimedia is capable of driving the message further. How far can an educational message go? Suppose we see the world of education as a competition amongst professorial gladiators to see how far their message can go. What are the rules by which this academic game is played? What is the game we play at Harvard? Is the core of Harvard's mission Veritas? Is our best form of pursuit of it a question? What is the question that we ask? What is the question for which we want an answer? Would we tell you if you asked us? What does it mean to go in quest of a question, something to which you really want to know the answer? Suppose the question we want to ask, the question you want to answer, is the meaning of existence. Is this a question we are puzzled by? Is it acceptable within the rules of this game to hazard answers? Answer. Suppose someone were to tell you the meaning of existence. Is this something really wanted? Could you possibly be convinced that they are right? What is the question that drives us forward? Answer that, and we will know our mission. How better to answer it than to put the question out? How better to seek answer? To represent the past of Harvard, to do it honestly, we might consider text and lecture first, at least in some priority. Let the radio message follow. The threshold perception in my evidence class is that we can see things two ways. Either I'm in your movie or you are in mine. In your imagination, whose is it? Assume this is rhetorical space, that all we see is story. Imagine that it's possible. Visualize the skill that's used in sport. See a future. Live it. Does it feel more fun as you go along to feel the world respond to you? What sort of response for you is enough? I got feedback after my first class yesterday. Some said they are bored. At least a possible message from one or two. Do I believe it for a minute? No. Yes. Which state of mind? Is it possible to go from one to the other? Yes. I testify. My first day was interesting to me. I very much enjoyed it. Came back to my office and couldn't wait to read the reviews. Well, not quite. Two states of mind. One eager to please, looking out. Other just doing it. Have you been there? Two states of mind. One in which I am speaking to you. One in which I am speaking to my class and are listening. Two ways in which I relate to you and you relate to me. Perception, memory, credibility, or is it character, language, the trajectory of a message, its structure from me to you, witness to jury, you to me, jury back to witness. Who is audience for the witness? To whom does the witness speak? About whom does the witness care? This is structure of a message. Message about message. about how I communicate with you and with you, how you communicate with me, what messages do I see, perception. I had you do a wave in class yesterday. I felt you were self-conscious. How did you feel? Tell it like it is. You asked for connection between cyberspace and evidence. Let's make one. Cyberspace is out there. New space doesn't yet exist. We reach it with media. We make the field of meaning richer. We draw people to great, classic, powerful, resonating story. Is it a value of good lawyers to be good storytellers? Should it be? Is it beneath a lawyer's dignity? How about a professor of the law? I am your professor, your evidence teacher. My subject encompasses reality, yet each has his, her own. Next week, the story of Solomon. Suppose we imagine this class to be a media event. What would it take to make that happen? Can we fashion ourselves into a storytelling machine? Can we learn to push the firmament around by really doing it? Is that the mission of a school of law? To teach folks how to use the law to push the firmament around, and to study law from the other side to see how it feels pressed up against you. What should be the mission of this class? Suppose we constitute ourselves as an identity and push out, seeing what impediments we meet, learning as we go along the way, walk along, pace along, feel it as energy in our bodies and our minds. I speak to my class at Harvard Law School. You who have survived rigorous training in learning to sit in a seat. How does it feel? What is the meaning of it? The questions to be asked, large and small. Fill in the blank. Let me see best answer. Imagine what we could do with Ethernet to the desk. Each port, a point of entry. Our fuel, our energy. What should be our plot? What should be our story? What shall be our enterprise? What shall be our roles? What cast of characters for the play? Shall we tell our own story, or shall we tell the story of another? How can we tell both? Who will help me get it done? How shall we begin? What shall the seed message be? In what media will it be expressed? How does one begin a song except to sing? I've got a coverage problem. There's more that I want to talk about with you in the time we've got together than I can fit into my face-to-face hours with you. If you want to hear more of my message, here it is. I'd like to offer it to you in a medium in which you yourself express judgment about your responses. Filter them to the top. Express them whatever way you choose, capable of coming through your port. Processed by rotisserie in some form, the element of judging and self-sorting that's been missing. If we can supply that, we can light things up. We can become a beacon in the firmament ourselves, a message with a pulse that conveys a rhythm to the world around us. Conceivably a message that could carry a long way from birth to death, poems of Walt Whitman, leaves of grass. Death comes to us all, so they say. We spend lives hoping for a good one, fearing the worst. Gloom goes along with doom. Or we can celebrate it. Some make it a religion, sacrifice themselves to it. Who am I to be musing about life, pretending that this is teaching evidence? What kind of imposter am I? This is a state of mind, feeling the imposter. When am I genuine? When an imposter? How does this gate in my mind work? How does it work in yours? Do I presume? Some of the feedback memos called for answers. No one asked in Chan Chalk was in, but several has or did answers. Not a single one, said the left. Some said it was a trick. What are the possibilities? Which hand did he put it in? I tell you, I put it in the left. I can demonstrate. Do you believe me? Am I telling you the truth, or am I out to trick you again? What is the gate that controls that judgment? Does that judgment depend on your assessment of me? And if so, in what ways? I need help to go through the responses from you, to select among those the most charming. I have not yet found a way to distinguish between those responses shared and those requested close. Where should it be to most protect your privacy? Is this a story for which you sign up? What are the terms of engagement with it? Is your story only yours to tell? Is your permission needed for you to be a character in another's? Do we all need permissions from all the rest to include you in our story? Suppose our machine tells all stories at once. Do we imagine ourselves as a play or a character in a play? Is there some third state of mind? Or do these first two occupy the field? Is there a third state in which you're not even thinking? Playing solitaire in the back of the room, off somewhere else. One state of mind here, one state of mind there. What reality shall we create in the state of mind that we share together? This is our space. Let us create it. Should we get to do it? Shall we just get it done? Shall we see how the messages we generate together can meld together in a class, an enterprise, together to see what we can learn? When I speak to you. When I stop the recording, I am making a tape. How does my making a tape give you more freedom? What freedom does it give me? I speak to you as a teacher, interested in finding new form. I ask out of curiosity. This is new space. No class in my past has explored before. We've made forays. I have boxes of discs. But we've never had this opportunity to put it together and, like the wave at Fenway Park, take off.